Opinionated talk radio from an opinionated talk show host. London Today with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Health Canada has pulled the license of a Toronto-area drug testing company for allegedly falsifying test results of some of their products.
But what we saw here was a pattern of repeated and deliberate falsification of records, fabricating results, providing results before tests were run, those sorts of things. And that really is very concerning for us.
Health Canada says 53 finished products and other raw ingredients tested at Chem Pharmaceutical will need to be retested. Their services include testing for ingredients used in natural health products, over-the-counter medications, and prescription drugs. The RCMP has been called in to investigate.
Simple question for you this morning. Why do our doctors and nurses who are telling us how urgent it is that we should get a flu shot not take those shots themselves? You don't have to be a trained researcher or have a medical degree to be asking a very basic question. Why won't the doctors and nurses take the shots themselves? I don't know about you, but I am still reeling from this news out of Mississauga yesterday. We did a segment on it yesterday about a drug company in Mississauga that's had its license revoked, suspended by Health Canada because of, well, you just heard the phrase moments ago, falsification, repeated and deliberate falsification of their records. These are people who test the drugs that are in our stores. I have another question for you this morning. How many people lining up to get their flu shots do you think actually avoid the flu because of that shot? Well, all of them, right? Don't all of the people who line up to get a flu shot, can they be guaranteed that they won't get the flu? A lot of very pressing questions this morning that nobody seems to have an answer to. I have a guest this morning who I understand has not had his flu shot. Alan Castles is a drug policy researcher at the University of Victoria and author of the books Seeking Sickness and Selling Sickness. Now, I don't know if he's on his way to get the flu shot this morning. Are you, Alan?
No, I'm not. Funny.
Have you had a flu shot?
No.
Are you planning to get a flu shot?
Not at all.
You're a very intelligent man, Alan. Why wouldn't you get a flu shot?
Well, because I very, very rarely get the flu. So people might say, well, you know, you could still get the flu and be very sick. Why don't you get the shot? You know, when you look at the research around the benefits of the flu shot, you realize that a lot of it is very hit and miss in the sense of they have to carefully match the circulating strain of flu that year with the vaccine that they developed somewhere between 6 and 9 months before the season hits. Sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't. And so a lot of times you may be afforded very little protection from a flu shot. So, but you know, the public health authorities, they quote these figures like 60 to 70 or 80% protection from the flu shot. And I think, oh, that's good. Well, what does that mean? Well, if the average person gets about, we'll say the in the population, about 5% of the population get the flu every flu season. If you reduce that by 60%, then that goes down to, what, 3% or 2%?
2%.
Yeah, so, you know, you have to vaccinate an awful lot of people to prevent one case of the flu.
How many?
Well, it varies, and of course it depends on the match. So the best figures I think I've seen is somewhere between 1 in 33 and 1 in 99. So you'd have to vaccinate somewhere between 33 or 99 people to prevent one case of the flu.
Wow. Do most people know that?
Well, I think, you know, that you started off your segment talking about a lot of healthcare workers don't get the flu shot. And again, that's a question that I've been trying to figure out too, because here in British Columbia, for example, they say only about 40% or 50% of healthcare workers get the annual flu shot. And why is that? I think because the healthcare professionals, the physicians and the nurses, know the really the low rate of benefit of the flu shot, and so they don't bother.
So why are governments spending millions upon millions to provide the vaccine when they're getting such a poor return on their investment?
That is the billion-dollar question. Part of it has to do with an incredible overweening confidence in any kind of immunization. And so they think that, you know, since we've turned the corner on childhood illnesses with the vaccine campaigns, we need to be doing this for every kind of potentially communicable disease. And we've also had the experience with the H1N1 and the swine flu and the bird flu and so on. So there has been these instances of worldwide panic over potential flu pandemics, and I think that's fueled a lot of the interest in the public health people to get people used to doing an annual flu shot.
Yesterday we talked to Tom Jefferson about Tamiflu. Your thoughts?
Oh yeah, Tom Jefferson's bang on with the Tamiflu. I think it's one of the biggest scandals in medicine, and he's been trying for years, as you know, to get the actual full data set.
Doesn't it seem outrageous to you, Alan, that we're spending millions and millions, in fact, on Tamiflu, billions, $7-8 billion around the world on Tamiflu?
Yeah, and I don't know if Tom Jefferson told you, but Canada has one of the world's largest stockpiles of Tamiflu.
How much do you figure we have spent on Tamiflu?
Oh, probably in the excess of $1.5 billion, but I'm not sure. Because
and so we're being denied the evidence that it even works and that it's even safe.
That's right. Governments have to stop being played the fool on these things. They have to be able to say to the companies, look, we'd be happy to buy your drug if you actually showed us how well it works. And we want the complete data set, not the pieces that you want to show us. We want it all.
Is that too much to ask?
No. Yeah, so it's a pretty outrageous situation, don't you think?
I'm reading from your recent article, Will a Flu Shot Keep You Healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Under Follow the Money, the paragraph, the key thought here is stunning. The push from health departments around the world to annually vaccinate their populations against the flu are based on poor, incomplete, or wildly spun evidence. Scientific bodies such as the Cochrane Collaboration that refuse to take money from the pharmaceutical industry produce reviews that challenge the grandiose pronouncements of public health authorities the world over. Unfortunately, the authorities that drive global policies around the influenza vaccine and antiviral drugs are ignoring those challengers.
They are. We've had this situation in British Columbia where the provincial health officer announced back in August that they're requiring all health care workers to get the annual flu shot or to wear a mask. And I wrote that article partly because I wanted people to know that, you know, there is good quality science out there. And that science basically says that the flu shot is not as effective as you think it is. And we're putting millions of dollars into programs that we're really not evaluating properly.
Alan, I want to jump in because we have to take a break yeah. in just a moment. Before we get to the break, though, I want to ask you about all the stories we have seen in the last few days, literally. Kelly Crowe from the CBC, cover story yeah. on McLean's magazine, article in the Globe and Mail, all of them giving strong evidence that we should be very, very suspicious about the ignorance, quite frankly, of the population generally and the governments who represent us, specifically health ministers, when they give us all this advice about what drugs we should take, spend billions of dollars on drugs, which in many cases are not properly tested, and in many cases the research is totally contaminated by the profit agenda of Big Pharma.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a pretty good summary of the state of affairs.
So what do we do, Alan? I mean, do we not go to Shoppers Drug Mart and Rexall, and do we stop this, well, as Rob Ford would say, this gravy train spending yeah. billions and billions on all these drugs when we don't always have the proof that they're effective or safe?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the solution is an informed consumer. And that's why, you know, having programs like yours is very important. People need to know that in many cases, there's very little evidence that they need to be taking an annual flu shot or taking Tamiflu and that kind of thing.
But are you saying we shouldn't trust Dr. Bryna Warshawski and our local health unit? We shouldn't trust those esteemed folks at Health Canada?
We should be asking them lots of questions is what we need to be doing. I'd like to be able to trust the public health authorities, and when they have something very serious to tell us, that we can believe them. But when they try to start pulling things like this over on us, that trust is really getting eroded.
No kidding.
And I find that worrisome.
Well, you know what's hopeful, Alan? The stories yeah. we've seen literally in the last 2 weeks. Front cover, McLean's magazine. The article in the Globe and Mail. Kelly Crowe from the CBC.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. We're going to take a short break. Alan, I wonder if you can make a short list of takeaways. Just key points on this whole discussion that you want our listeners to come away with so we do get the truth about the drugs that we're having doctors shoot into our arms.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment right here with Alan Castles right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1290.
Health Canada has pulled the license of a Toronto area drug testing company for allegedly falsifying test results of some of their products.
To another. But what we saw here was a pattern of repeated and deliberate falsification of records, fabricating results, providing results before tests were run, those sorts of things. And that really is very concerning for us.
Health Canada says 53 finished products and other raw ingredients tested at Chem Pharmaceutical will need to be retested. Their services include testing for ingredients used in natural health products, over-the-counter medications, and prescription drugs. The RCMP has been called in to investigate.
That is a story that has, I think, shocked millions of Canadians to think that a drug testing company in Mississauga has been deliberately falsifying their results. Why, the details, all the rest are going to have to wait. You wish you had all the answers right away. We're in conversation this morning with Alan Castles, who is a drug policy researcher at the University of Victoria, who has written a book, two books, actually, with very interesting titles, Seeking Sickness, Medical Screening and the Misguided Hunt for Disease. Seeking sickness. What an intriguing phrase, Alan. How did you come upon that?
Well, good question. I was looking very closely at medical screening. Why do we spend a lot of time and energy trying to find disease before it strikes us down? And, you know, that all makes intuitive sense. You know, you would look for disease early if you can do something about it. So it is about seeking illness or looking for early signs of sickness.
And what are you suggesting with your other title, Selling Sickness?
Well, in that instance, the pharmaceutical industry is very much involved in the creation and the shaping of diseases. So everything from osteoporosis to high cholesterol to social anxiety disorder and so on, the industry has had a very heavy hand in shaping those conditions so that they look like things that can be treated and should be treated by drugs. And so they're essentially, they're not selling drugs, they're selling the ideas of certain types of concepts of disease.
It's funny, as you were using the phrase social anxiety disorder, I sit down every evening and I'm feeling relaxed and mellow when I start watching the ABC News, but when I see the drug commercials, and most of them are for drugs, and then I hear about all the horrible things that can happen to you when you take these drugs, including one I saw last night, which says it could also cause death.
Yeah.
I get suspicious. Alan, what's the takeaway from in this conversation?
Well, I think that we all need to be much more, we need to be skeptical about whenever anybody's trying to sell us, whether it's a screening test, a vaccine, a drug, or even a conception of disease, we have to ask a lot of questions. Particularly, we have to ask, what is the condition in question and how harmful is it? I mean, in the instance of the flu, for example, public health authorities go on about how many thousands of Canadians die every year from the flu. You know, these aren't people like you and I. These might be people who are much older, much more compromised, and so on. So the main thing, I guess, is to kind of avoid some of that fear-mongering around disease and ask, who is really going to be benefiting from these treatments? And, you know, asking your physician, am I the kind of person that's going to benefit from this? And then asking, you know, what is the potential downside? What are the harms?
And to come full circle on this, as we see the lineups in London and all these, free flu vaccines being given now in your local drugstore,
mm-hmm.
How many of those people who are lined up, let's just take 100 of them, how many of them are actually going to avoid the flu because of that flu shot?
Even in a bad year, maybe 5 out of 100 would get the flu. Maybe the flu shot, if it's a good match in that year and all those 100 people get it, maybe only about 3 out of 100 would get the flu, or 2 out of 100. So the flu shot might be benefiting you, around 3% of the people might be benefiting from getting
Okay, so out of those 100 people lined up for flu vaccines, you're saying how many would not get the flu because of the vaccine?
About 3.
Unbelievable. Do our health ministers know that?
Well, they should know it. What they would say is that, well, at 3 in 100 still, with millions of Canadians, that still equals thousands and thousands of preventable illness. I would say, yes, folks, but we're talking about the flu here. We're not talking about smallpox. We're talking about something that most people get. They'll be out for 3 or 4 days, and they will lie on the couch and watch TV, and then they'll be back at work.
What's the one drug at our drugstore you'd like to see gone?
where do I start? You know, you had your program yesterday about Tamiflu. I think that's one of the biggest scandals, current scandals in medicine, is that we're sold this idea that you can take a drug to prevent the severity and the length of the flu, this drug called Tamiflu, when there's no good evidence that that really is the case.
And all taxpayer-funded. I wish we had more time, Alan. We don't. We thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, have
Thanks
a good night.
Alan Castles, author of Selling Sickness and Seeking Sickness. Interesting titles. Alan Castles, C-A-S-S-E-L-S, if you want to Google him and find out more. 10:30 News update coming up in just a moment. This is a...